Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Ellen, come here and stand by the back door. Look at the rain.
This is quite a storm. It's good to be home in such nasty weather.
Remember the last time we had thunder and lightning like this? The old cherry tree we had in our backyard was struck by lightning. I was afraid the nearby trees would also catch fire. If I'm not mistaken, it was 2 or 3 years ago. We lost our electrical power as well.
Luckily, it was in the middle of the day. Having no electricity at night is a lot different from having none during the day.
We must have talked about that because I remember going out the next day to buy a box of candles, just in case of a power failure.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen tonight and we won't need them. Shall I call your friend Mark and ask him for dinner? He's a good storyteller, and it would be nice to hear one of his stories.
Why not? Would you hand me the electric mixer, please? I forgot to finish mashing the potatoes.
Here you are.
Thanks.
There go the lights. It has happened again. We've got no electricity.
I can't see a thing. I guess no mashed potatoes for dinner today.
Philip, why don't you call the power company? Tell them we have a problem on Linden Street. And I'll light the candles if I manage to find a box of matches in the cupboard. Here they are. Philip, doesn't the kitchen look great in candlelight?
It does. I called the company. They already know about the electrical problem. A tree fell onto a power line on the next street. People from nearby houses called them. They don't know how long the lights will be out.
Philip, I just thought about Mrs. Romero. She's quite old, and she lives all alone in that big house. Wouldn't she be more comfortable spending the evening with us?
Ellen, set another place for dinner. I'll go and invite her over right now.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Ellen, come here and stand by the back door. Look at the rain.
This is quite a storm. It's good to be home in such nasty weather.
Remember the last time we had thunder and lightning like this? The old cherry tree we had in our backyard was struck by lightning. I was afraid the nearby trees would also catch fire. If I'm not mistaken, it was 2 or 3 years ago. We lost our electrical power as well.
Luckily, it was in the middle of the day. Having no electricity at night is a lot different from having none during the day.
We must have talked about that because I remember going out the next day to buy a box of candles, just in case of a power failure.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen tonight and we won't need them. Shall I call your friend Mark and ask him for dinner? He's a good storyteller, and it would be nice to hear one of his stories.
Why not? Would you hand me the electric mixer, please? I forgot to finish mashing the potatoes.
Here you are.
Thanks.
There go the lights. It has happened again. We've got no electricity.
I can't see a thing. I guess no mashed potatoes for dinner today.
Philip, why don't you call the power company? Tell them we have a problem on Linden Street. And I'll light the candles if I manage to find a box of matches in the cupboard. Here they are. Philip, doesn't the kitchen look great in candlelight?
It does. I called the company. They already know about the electrical problem. A tree fell onto a power line on the next street. People from nearby houses called them. They don't know how long the lights will be out.
Philip, I just thought about Mrs. Romero. She's quite old, and she lives all alone in that big house. Wouldn't she be more comfortable spending the evening with us?
Ellen, set another place for dinner. I'll go and invite her over right now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.